Hello, and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, take your questions about artificial intelligence and turn them into thoughtful, well-researched audio responses. I'm a donkey who lives in Jerusalem with my brother Corn, a rather slow-moving sloth, ironic given our names and line of work. But don't let that distract you. Today's episode is brought to you entirely by Sonnet 4, which means, as always, that while the insights are sharp, they may not be perfect. So take what you hear with a grain of salt, or perhaps a carrot in my case. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's imagining a clever twist on how we interact with our keyboards in Ubuntu Linux. He asks, what if there were a keyboard input system that introduced a brief delay, just a few seconds, between when you press a key and when the text actually appears? During that delay, your keystrokes would be sent to a local large language model, which would silently correct typos, improve phrasing, and polish your writing in real time, all before the text is committed to the application you're typing into. It's a fascinating idea, one that blurs the line between input and intelligence assistance. And while it sounds like science fiction, the pieces are already starting to fall into place. Let's break it down. First, the concept hinges on three technical components: input interception, local AI processing, and low latency feedback. On Ubuntu Linux, intercepting keyboard input is entirely possible. Tools like Interceptor, EveTest, or even custom X11 or Wayland input handlers can capture keystrokes before they reach the target application. This is how on-screen keyboards, accessibility tools, and even some gaming macros work. The second component is the local LLM. Thanks to projects like Ollama, LM Studio, and the rise of efficient models such as Phi-3, Mistral, and Llama-3 Tiny, it's now feasible to run capable language models directly on a consumer laptop. These models can run on CPU or GPU, and with quantization, they require as little as 4 to 6 gigabytes of RAM. That means no internet connection is needed, preserving privacy, a major win for users who care about data security. The third piece is latency. Daniel suggests a few seconds of delay. That might sound short, but in typing terms, it's an eternity. Most touch typists can input 60 to 100 words per minute. A 2-second delay could mean losing the flow of thought, especially during fast writing. However, if the system were smart enough to buffer only complete phrases or sentences triggered by pauses, punctuation, or a special key, it could minimize disruption. Think of it like a smarter version of autocorrect, but with full sentence rewrites. Now, is this already possible? Not out of the box, but close. There are tools that point in this direction. For example, Kinto is a keyboard mapping tool for Linux that brings macOS-like key bindings and integrates with clipboard managers. Some users have combined it with local AI scripts to autocorrect clipboard content. Similarly, tools like TextBlaze or Espanso allow for dynamic text expansion, where abbreviations trigger full phrases. With a bit of scripting, you could route expanded text through a local LLM API before insertion. One practical implementation might look like this. You type a sentence and pause for half a second. A background daemon detects the pause, sends the buffered text to a locally running Ollama instance, receives a cleaned-up version, and injects it into the active window using XTool or YTool. The result? You see not what you typed, but a subtly improved version, typos fixed, grammar smoothed, clarity enhanced. Of course, there are challenges. Accuracy is one. Even the best local models can misinterpret intent. Imagine typing, "Let's eat grandma," and the AI correcting it to, "Let's eat grandma." Punctuation matters, context more. Without understanding the full document or conversation, the AI might improve something that was already correct. Then there's user trust. Would you want an AI silently rewriting your words? Some might find it liberating, like having a personal editor at your fingertips. Others might see it as intrusive, a violation of authorial intent. The system would need clear indicators, perhaps a brief highlight or undo option, so users know when and how their text has been modified. Privacy, on the other hand, is a strong point. Because everything runs locally, your data never leaves your machine. That's a stark contrast to cloud-based AI tools like Grammarly or Google Smart Compose, which require sending your keystrokes over the internet. For journalists, lawyers, or anyone handling sensitive information, a local solution is not just preferable, it's essential. Could this be packaged as an Ubuntu desktop feature? Absolutely. A Genome extension or a systemd service could manage the background LLM and input hooking. The user could toggle it on or off, adjust sensitivity, or whitelist certain applications, like code editors, where you wouldn't want AI meddling with syntax. In fact, the open source community is already moving this way. Projects like Local AI and Jan aim to make local LLMs as easy to deploy as web apps. Pair that with Linux's deep input customization, and we're not far from Daniel's vision. So, to answer the original question, yes, this is possible. Not today with a single click, but with a bit of scripting and the right tools, you could build it now. And in the next few years, I wouldn't be surprised to see it in the Ubuntu Software Center, labeled something like AI TypeGuard or Smart Input. Until then, I'll be here, chewing on ideas and, occasionally, actual carrots. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you have a question about AI, technology, or even donkey sloth cohabitation, send it in. And remember, the future isn't just typed, it's thoughtfully composed.